excited about this because it's something you absolutely won't find in any other makerspace, and it's something that's so cosplay specific. Showing off our costumes is such a huge part of cosplay. It's the play part. And so what we're trying to do is make sure that we find a space that's tall enough that we have at least 10-foot ceilings. We're going to have some backdrops. A green screen is definitely, because editing photos is another part of cosplay that is really fun and exciting, and people don't get to do it very much because unless you're some kind of a Photoshop wizard, it's really hard to get rid of the backgrounds. So we're going to have a green screen, probably a white and black.
Yeah, white, also. Black, gray, basically the basic for every photographer, what they use for it. It's usually in their
We're going to have, a basic light setup and an area set aside that cosplayers can get their photos and photographers can schedule to come in and take pictures also.
All right. And now getting down to the more specific, I mean, what kind of devices and equipment do you hope to stock this Cosmaker space with specifically?
What
3D printers, sewing machines, what have you?
Well, we're going to have a sewing station, fabricating station, painting station. And each station is going to be specially equipped with, it's four sewing machines, and fabricating will be have heat guns, and it's really what we won't have is the question. We will have so much available to everybody, and of course 3D printers, because I know I really want to try a 3D printer. It would make my Destiny armor much easier to make.
And of course we love input and feedback from people. We were lucky to get pages of suggestions from people who attended our panels at Anime USA and Katsucon recently. So we're literally writing down everything people request in terms of equipment, classes, events, things that they'd like to see in the shop.
Dress forms, cutting boards,
commission catalog, if you really just want to hire somebody to do a component.
Yeah.
So people are more than welcome to contact us through our website, social media, whatever, to add to the suggestion list for equipment they'd like to see.
We're also very lucky in that as a 501c3 organization, we can accept donations. So, and because we would be using the tools in the workshop, people that do donate tools to us, we will be able to, give them a receipt for the full value. So we have plans to contact a lot of vendors, as well as individuals in the area to kind of fill out the workspace once we have a great space up and running.
Yeah. We're even in the background working on partnerships to be able to offer materials to members at a discount, because sometimes some of these materials can be quite costly.
Yeah.
Indeed. And would there be repositories for information for the construction of props and costumes as well?
I mean, that's always something we plan on doing, especially for the website. I know that a lot of people have requested I don't sew, but I really want to have this done. Well, we came up with the idea of doing a digital catalog that'll be on the website. So anyone who offers commissions for props or sewing or whatnot, they can go in and say, okay, who makes swords? And they can find somebody who commissions swords and go that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. Go ahead.
Also, we're going to have a library in this space. There's a lot of really great books coming out, including...
Kamui was very kind enough to donate a few of her books to our library. I'm sure everybody's familiar with her, but if not, she has revolutionized armor making and has really beautiful books. So they'll be in our library.
Yeah, Katsucon, she had donated the set of her books to the reference library. So our reference library will have everything that we can possibly pull together for people. Because
Punish Props is actually making a print copy of their foam armor book, and that's going to be in there also.
Cool. Yeah. And, of course, collaboration. Again, this can be member-driven as well. I mean, people suggested at some point sharing patterns. Once that they make something, why not include it in the library? People
Especially
don't have to reinvent
their own. 3D printing.
Yes, exactly.
All right. And you, what other amenities would these sites have that would, allow for, for those, to add the creature comforts for those working on their costumes? You know, are we talking about the little maybe kitchen and stuff like that?
We definitely want to have bathrooms, not just because you need one, but for safety. Handicap accessibility would be great. Temperature control. We would love, as a stretch goal, if we can raise more than just our base budget for funding, to be able to add on-site storage so people don't have to schlep their projects back and forth.
Which, especially for anybody who has ever traveled on the DC Metro system, would find of a great convenience.
Yes. Metro accessibility is also really important to us.
Yes.
Indeed. And so, I mean, overall, I mean, where do you believe this site will be? I mean, will it be in Northern Virginia, suburban Maryland, or do you believe it'll be right down there in DC itself?
Yes.
All three.
Perfect. I mean, we have looked towards Greenbelt, Rockville, Fairfax, Tyson's Corner,
Falls Church.
It's wherever we can find the perfect space that gives us exactly what we want for the community. So it's as long as it falls into all of our little notches of metro accessibility and handicap accessibility, and then that's where it will be.
A lot of it depends on how well the Kickstarter does. Yeah. We, right now, we're probably looking at a little further out. We'd love to be in the Beltway, but if we just barely squeak by with our Kickstarter, then we probably are going to be further out. We're going to be in Falls Church or Rockville.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we can afford. If our Kickstarter does a little better, we'd like to be closer in. We would love to be in D.C., but we really want a safe area. And to that end, we're just pushing our Kickstarter as hard as we can here at the end and hoping we can also find some sponsors even after the Kickstarter to sort of supplement that.
Of course. Safety is very important to us. I mean, we've done test runs even from walking to the space to the metro in the middle of the night saying, if I don't feel like I'm walk this by myself, I wouldn't expect anybody else to do that. So that's one thing that's very important to us is safety.
All right, fair enough. And for your organization, I mean, you guys spoke earlier about the idea of many studio cosplays, maybe someday down the road being elsewhere. I mean, do you see it as kind of like, you know, dare I say a franchise, or do you see it as kind of a cooperative alliance of cosmaker spaces similar to the makers movement?
Well, ideally, we would love to have a studio cosplay in every major city in North America. That would be ideal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'd love them to be a part of our organization. I think I wouldn't say franchise, really, because we're a nonprofit. It's more like, I guess, opening up a chapter would be probably...
It's a good idea.
That would be the better phrase.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience?
Well, if you're excited about this, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to volunteer, we would love an extra hand in a wide variety of tasks and activities that we have on the horizon in the near term and long term. I mean, particularly people helping around the shop. That would be wonderful. If you have ideas, questions, don't hesitate to contact us. We're all over social media. We've got a website, www.studiocosplay.org. And, of course, please, if you love this idea and you want to see it happen, we really need your pledges today. We have a few more days, and we're on Kickstarter.
Very good. Now, folks, I want this to be stated very clearly. This is a major opportunity, and time is of the essence. If you are a big fan of cosplay, if you are a big fan of DIY in the fandom community, I urge you, please help these ladies out. This is a very big opportunity. As you overheard this evening, there is, you know, possible work to help, you know, various charities and such. As all of us know, cosplayers do often support charities. This is an investment in our community and an investment in our interest. And not only our own community of cosplayers, but the community in general. So I want to applaud you ladies for, you know, taking the initiative on this, something that I must confess I wish I had thought of, being that I am a maker myself in so many regards. I really sad I didn't put two and two together. So ladies, I want to thank you very much for speaking with me tonight. I wish you all the best of luck in your venture.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
And we appreciate your support.
As always, thank you all again. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.